Lights, action, camera.
Okay. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. Due to time constraints on opening us back up on the record, I'm going to make a motion that the City of Parma, case number OR 2025-0013, City of Notice, case number OR 2025-0012, and the City of Greenleaf, OR 2025-0007, that we continue these. We are not going to have the opportunity to open them, so we're going to continue it to a date certain that we will get to them on the 30th, and we will start with Parma at 1:30 and follow with Notice, and then follow with Greenleaf. I would make that motion to continue those to that date, starting with 1:30.
I'll second with discussion. You said 1:30, correct?
I did say 1:30.
I still second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Okay, so that leaves us on today's agenda with just one application, and it'll be for the City of Malba. So I will open the hearing for OR 2025-0009 for the City of Malba. With that, would DSD do the opening? And we'll need to, we had sign-ups of, we have a few names? Just George? Okay. So let's do the swear-in before we get started.
Jay Gibbons, Dan Lister, Michelle Barron, R.A. Mberwa, Amber Luter, Kate Dahl, George Crookham. We could everybody raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's start with DSD staff, please.
Hello once more for today. Arvind Vera presenting on the area of impact proposal for our City of Malba. So if we previously stated, the Idaho State Statute 67-6526 covers the area of impact to where the cities can reasonably or likely annex land within the next 5 years. So I'll be going through that criteria and how the City of Malba meets that. The City of Malba requests to reduce their existing area of impact as seen in Exhibit A2 of the staff report. Per the Idaho State Statute 67-6526-4A, there are 5 criteria that the city wishing to confirm, expand, or reduce the size of the area of impact must provide evidence in support of. The next few slides, I'll go through those 5 criteria, and again, the city representative can provide additional details. According to the applicant's letter of intent, City of Malba anticipates residential growth to occur in the north, east, and west of the city in the current area of impact as seen in Exhibit A1 of the staff report. Per the TAS household map, residential growth is anticipated to be in the northeast corner of the area of impact boundary as seen in Exhibit B4.4 of the staff report. 2 preliminary plats consisting of approximately 60 residential lots were approved in 2022, and 2 preliminary plats consisting of approximately 52 lots are proposed in the south side of the city. Malba expects to grow by approximately 111 residents by 2030, approximately 39 households, as seen in Exhibit A4 of the staff report. Commercial growth is anticipated to be minimal as jobs and business growth is not occurring with a small population. Per the TAS jobs map, jobs are anticipated to be located in the northwest corner of the area of impact as seen in Exhibit B4.3 of the staff report. The City of Malba anticipates on adding 15 jobs in 5 years as seen in Exhibit A4 of the staff report. City of Malba is primarily flat except for slopes greater than 15% greater present along Baseline Road descending to Hove Road as seen in Exhibit B4.2 of the staff report. Southeast of the area is comprised of lava bedrock, making it difficult to install infrastructure in that area. Therefore, the city cannot provide services there and has proposed to draw in the area of impact. According to the letter of intent, the city is seeing development north of city limits near Highway 45. Idaho Transportation Department provided comments stating there is no concerns with the proposed area of impact. Nampa Highway District number 1 sands the city's roads, and there is a chip seal agreement with the city. The current roads maintained by the Highway District are in good condition, and there is no plans for additional roads or connectivity. The City of Melba anticipates on providing municipal water and sewer to the proposed area of impact in the next 5 years. Melba currently provides service within city limits and the subdivision to the west, as seen in Exhibit A3 of the staff report. There are plans to expand water systems to the northeast of the current city limits, as seen in Exhibit A1 of the staff report. The water facility plan estimates the water system will serve a population of 954 residents, exceeding the projected population growth. The north and west portions of the city are located in the current pressure zone. Therefore, future development in that area can be supported. Providing water systems south of the city poses challenges, as the elevation drop requires pressure reducing stations and larger pumps for the wells to be connected to the city's existing water system. Due to these challenges of providing water system to the south of the city is proposing to bring in their area of impact to areas where the city can service. An inspection was recently completed as part of the wastewater facility plan and found that the existing collection lines are in good condition, but certain sections of the lines need to be expanded to take on the anticipated growth, mainly in the northwestern and eastern portions of the proposed area of impact. The wastewater facility plan is anticipated to serve 925 residents, as seen in Exhibit A1 of the staff report, and again exceeding that number of population growth. A full political notice was sent out to agencies on August 20th, 2025, and no comments were received from Melba School District, Melba Fire District, Melba Quick Response, or Canyon County Sheriff's or EMS. Nampa Highway District number 4 provided comments on September 29th, 2025, stating the roads are in good condition to accommodate the growth. It's not anticipated that public service districts will be negatively impacted by the proposed area of impact. And you can see Exhibit C of the staff report for all agency comments. Per State Law 676526, in addition to the 5 criteria for the cities to establish an area of impact, there are 3 additional requirements. In the next slide, I'll run through each of those. According to staff's analysis, the required area of impact does not exceed the 2-mile distance from the city jurisdiction, as seen in Exhibit B4.5 of the staff report. The proposed area of impact is where the city anticipates to likely annex within the next 5 years, and it does not divide a parcel. The proposed impact area does not cross county boundary lines nor overlapped with a neighboring proposed area of impact. Notification was done as required by code. The agency and public comments can be seen in Exhibit C and D of the staff report. Staff is recommending approval of the proposed area of impact. The board has the following options in making a decision in regards to OR 2025-0009, Melba's proposed area of impact. With that, I will now stand for questions.
Questions?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't have any at the moment.
Okay. No for myself. So let's turn it over to the applicant. You'll have 10 minutes.
Hello, Kate Dahl, representing City of Melba. Thank you, Arbre, for the presentation. The only additional information that I have is Melba has completed their comprehensive planning process, which they have undertaken over the last year and a half with numerous workshops with the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as public comment period. So they are in a little farther place. Like City of Wilder and the other small communities, we have limited capacity and limited resources to pull together data and information, which is why you see what you see before you. With that, I'd stand for any questions.
Okay.
And Chairman, this is the captain obvious, but I've had the opportunity and the privilege of meeting with the mayor for Melba, and he's been in position for a number of years on that. Your comments are reflecting his sentiments for growth in that community. I just want to confirm, I don't have a letter from him here, but that's my captain obvious moment.
That's correct. He did not submit a separate letter.
Thank you.
So have they had an engineering study to do the estimated will serve of the sewer system, the current facility? Do you know?
If we did, we did not submit that as part of this application. Okay. That would be something I would have to check on.
Okay. All right.
Chairman, I want to ask the question if there was an evaluation on this, and it is a reduction in the area of impact, but on the interest of the agricultural side and just balancing growth on that, did you have information on what ground was in seed crop production versus, you know, I'm assuming that the area of impact, tell me what the demographics look like for that area that's proposed.
We do not have data on this, on which fields are in seed production within the area of impact. As far as the demographics, you're looking for population statistics, or is there a specific?
No, I think you've answered my question. This, like the other applications that we've heard, these areas remain in an area of impact. They were in an area of impact when we came in. They're still in an area of impact now. It's a planning tool for the city, but I guess I'm just curious where that's heavily ag. I don't even know what my question is in there, just that it's a heavily ag area that has global implications. So I guess I'm just wondering if you had any additional information on that, but maybe that's, I'm just holding there's no question. I'm talking out loud. I know, it was a mouthful there.
So for my mind, for sake of clarity, the city did not choose to go to the south because of infrastructure challenges. It's much easier to service stuff to the north.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. If you look at the topography, it slopes from the north kind of slowly down the hill, flat into Melba, and then there's basically a lava cliff to the south. Really, we don't see being able to serve below the cliff.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is one of the cities that really have topography where
yes.
Most of them don't. So.
The cliff band does kind of taper out as you move east, and so that's why we did keep the area of impact boundary kind of in the southeast corner there with some properties within that area.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
I don't have any, Chairman.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And do we have George Crickham? All right.
George Crickham here again, testifying. Oh, 22604 Ara Vista Way, Caldwell, 83607. I'm here testifying on my own behalf at Crickham Company. First of all, if staff could please pull up map A21. And while they're doing that, I would like to talk about this. While they did pull back, I believe, on their area of impact, what they're requesting is, again, five times larger than their city impact area. Five times.
City limits.
Thank you very much. Also, one of our members of the Growing Together Advisory Board visited with the city, and in a public meeting, the city of Melba said that they are willing to discuss this further with staff at DSD and reconsider the map that they have proposed.
Do you know approximate what date that occurred, that conversation?
Monday. Do you hear the echo?
Yeah, I heard the echo.
Okay. So looking at this map real quick, if you notice the green areas, why are they in an area of impact when they are ag? They currently are ag, and they are ag as it is. Why put that in the map? Two, if you look at I can't see the legend. I think it's the light yellow area. That is low density. I mean, that is really spot zoning is what you're looking at. Also, for the record, Melba calls itself the seed capital of the world. It is one of the better seed production areas in Canyon County, and we've known that for over 100 years. That's all I have. I will say I can go through all these other comments that you've heard from all the other testimony as it applies to Melba. I don't see the need or the value, but I will stand for questions.
So you've given us the dark green areas. What would you, in a perfect world, besides going to the city limits, what would be a reasonable area of impact? Because Melba is pretty unique because of the geographical.
So what would be my proposal?
Right, right.
I haven't studied this map enough to give that recommendation. And I would also say that I'm not qualified as a planner. I would like to see the green removed. There's no reason for it to be in an area of impact. And the low density in the light yellow makes no sense. That is just going to increase the cost of infrastructure and maintenance of infrastructure.
Okay.
Chairman, and then I want to, because we're talking about infrastructure, go back and clarify Nampa Highway. I think it is District 1. Eddie Thiel replied in there, so he's Nampa Highway District 1. But that I want to confirm that they have indicated they do not have the ability or interest in servicing road infrastructure in that area. Is that true?
Is it a question for me or staff?
Well, Commissioner Van Beek. Probably more on the staff part, Mr. Crookham. Thank you. I'll let Arbe respond to that. And let me find the exhibit. I apologize. I'm looking for it.
Well, it's up on your screen.
Okay.
I think you've kind of there. Perhaps taken that out of context. So.
Okay. I just am wanting a response to be the...
They just don't have a maintenance. They don't have a current maintenance agreement with...
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
All right. May I be excused?
Is there any other questions?
It looks like Planner Barron has a question or a comment.
I was just going to say, according to that, he's just talking about the within the city limits.
Okay.
Their streets are their responsibilities.
Okay.
The comment didn't really apply to the area of impact. He spoke more towards the city responsibility.
Thank you for the clarification. I misread that.
Okay. All right. I guess we're good. Thank you.
We're good. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you. All right. Staying with the protocol, is there any rebuttal that you would like to address? Okay. Is there any closing comments for Melba that staff would like to present?
Chairman, there's not.
Okay. All right. Discussion?
Chairman, it appears that it appears that the city leadership may be open to renegotiating some of these areas. I don't know I'm just asking what you or Commissioner Brooks, I posed, kind of tossed the question out there on leadership, and then Mr. Crookham followed up with something, and it was potentially confirmed that discussion happened Monday, which is outside the submittal of late information would be, so.
Okay, all right. Well, it's just current testimony that we received today. So I guess I'd be, we're gonna have to continue this. B, I would be interested in leaving public testimony open only in the narrow confines of whether the city would consider a modification to the proposed area of impact boundary with the, given the testimony that we've received.
I would support that.
Mr. Chairman, why would we entertain pulling the boundary back on a piece of property that's contiguous to city limits?
Oh, I'm not talking about the green. Let's go back to the display of the one map. The green ones was just the, there was the south one. I don't remember which map it was, right here. So.
I think it's D1, Chairman, maybe.
It's
A2. There's no green right that's continuous to the city limits, is it? Or am I reading the map wrong?
No. I thought he was talking about the one over there. I thought that's...
The gray is the city limits, so yes, there is some of the green that is contiguous.
Okay.
She's kind of pointing it out on her screen right
now. Okay. And then the one that's further up to my right is...
I think technically the yellow is contiguous.
Okay.
A little skinny strip.
Okay. And you can't divide the thing out, so... Well, I posed a question, so...
Mr. Chairman, I've read the staff report. I've heard the testimony. I could pass this as it is.
Because of the issue of the land of having, we can't divide the parcel, right? To make it smaller is what your point is, because it touches.
No, that's...
Chairman, I was in favor of your proposal.
Would you be amenable to the proposal?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I would make a motion that we continue this to 1:30 on the 30th. It would be the first application we open.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Question.
Yes.
Is there any way that we can combine that with the 29th for Wilder?
There would be.
Just so that...
The same representative.
Same representative. Hey, that's brilliant. That's probably why she's on staff. All right. Okay, and they're on the 29th, is that correct?
2:30.
So I'd make a motion we continue this to the 29th. We'll set them at the same time. That way, if one gets done early, Kate will be here for both. And we will limit any additional public testimony to... a modification of reduction of the existing proposed drawing, not any conditions of the five conditions, just the reduction.
Is that a motion, Chairman?
That is a motion.
I second.
Is that clear enough? Okay.
I second.
All right. Your motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So there isn't any other business that we have under this agenda item. So with that, I would make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.